It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And good morning, Douglas County. Here we are again. I'm joined by Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Mary, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And it's always a great day to talk real estate.
Yeah, and this week's theme is one that affects just about every transaction out there. Appraisals, inspections, and lending updates.
Yeah, that's where the deals can either come together or fall apart.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so this is part of the process where everything gets tested. Buyers are verifying the home's condition, lenders are confirming the value, and appraisers are making sure the numbers line up. And right now in Douglas County, this matters more than ever because buyers are being more careful, more informed, and more selective. So how clean and prepared a transaction is can really determine whether it closes smoothly or hits friction.
So today we're helping people understand what's happening behind the scenes and how to stay ahead of it. So let's jump into the numbers.
Yeah. So this week, we're looking at activity trends based on the most recent weekly data we have. So pending sales are at 48 homes compared to 50 the previous week, which is about a 4% decrease week over week. It means only two homes. And sold homes came in at 30, up from 20 the previous week, which is a 50% increase week over week.
Wow, it's a big jump in closings.
Yeah, it is. And that tells us that deals are still getting done. Even if pendings fluctuate slightly week to week, closings are moving forward.
What about the listing side?
Yeah, so new listings increased to 59 homes compared to 52 the week prior, which is about a 13% increase week over week. Price changes dropped slightly from 54 down to 49. That's about a 9% decrease.
So we've got more homes hitting the market, but fewer price reductions, right?
Exactly. And that suggests that sellers are getting a little closer to pricing correctly up front. And we're also seeing back on market homes increase from 15 to 20, which is about a 33% jump. And expired listings went from 8 to 12, about a 50% increase.
Which really ties into this week's theme, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. So when you see homes coming back on the market or expiring, that's often tied to inspections, appraisals, or financing falling apart. So the big takeaway here is the market is active, but it's also requiring stronger execution.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that as we go. Let's take a look at what's new on the market this week.
Yeah, so we've got an affordable and entry-level home coming up. It's on for at 3064 Northeast Porter Street in Roseburg, listed at $265,000. This is a cute three-bedroom, one-bath with 1,177 square feet. It's got that converted garage for extra living space or a potential fourth bedroom, fenced backyard, covered patio, and a tool shed. So great for someone looking for some flexibility and value.
And what about a mid-range home?
Yeah, so mid-range homes, we got a cute little house at 724 Northeast Lawrence Street in Myrtle Creek, offered for sale at $285,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,448 square feet. It's got that large family room with an outdoor deck, fully fenced yard with storage, and listed with True Blood Real Estate.
All right. Do you have another option?
Yeah. Check out 223 Armande Loop in Roseburg, listed at $359,000. Three bedroom, two bath, almost 1,500 square feet. It's got vaulted ceilings, stainless steel appliances, and it's got a large deck to take in those amazing views.
All right. What about new construction options?
So new construction. Yeah. Check out 229 Coles Valley Street in Sutherland. This is a brand new home offered at $425,000. Four bedrooms, two baths with 1,824 square feet. It's got quartz counters and an open layout, listed with Ben Tatone at Roseburg Realty.
All right, let's talk about maybe some land and some space.
Yeah, so we've got a beautiful one at 344 Marion Meadow Lane in Camas Valley. It's offered for sale at $630,000. So really nice home with four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, over 2,256 square feet. 21 acres. It's got outbuildings, shop space, and room for livestock. And this is listed with Dan Parker at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
And what about something maybe a little more elevated?
Yeah, so we're talking about elevated price, so check this one out. 910 Swallow Avenue in Sutherland. This is in the city limits of Sutherland, so check this out. You could be in city limits. You can have a three-bedroom, two-bath home with an office, 2,039 square feet on one level. It's a newer home. And guess what? City limits with 11 acres and golf course views.
Wow.
You've also got that gourmet kitchen, a really big shop that you can pull in your diesel pusher. And it also potentially has some development potential, but I just love the space around it. So this is offered for sale at $975,000.
Wow. Great mix this week.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about something people can actually go out and see this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got some awesome open houses lined up. 5041 North Myrtle Road in Myrtle Creek. This is a $575,000. It's three bedrooms, two bath, 1,920 square feet on 8.38 acres. Chris Woodruff's going to be hosting this one on April 24th from 11 to 1. So that's actually today. So stop that by that one.
All right. What about something in Sutherland?
So check out 229 North Grove in Sutherland. It's $369,000, three bedroom, two bath, 1,500 square feet. Delita Dixon will be at this one, and this is going to be open Saturday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And this house is perfect for someone wanting a simple, single-level home.
All right, what about looking on Sunday?
Sunday, we've got 1818 Northeast Todd Street, $382,500. Three bedroom, two and a half bath, 1,733 square feet. Hosted with Nathan Johnson from the Neal Company from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Sunday.
I see a couple more here.
Yeah, and 441 Gem Drive. This is a really neat neighborhood up on Gem Drive off Looking Glass Road. $650,000, three bedroom, two bath, almost 2,500 square feet on 5 acres. You're going to have some nice views. This is a neat house, so be sure to check it out. Hosted with Xenia Donnelly at KW Southern Oregon from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
All right, and one more, and the price goes up.
Exactly. This is the luxury open house. So if you are looking for North Umpqua River frontage out that Del Rio area, check out 130 Stengard Lane. In Roseburg, this is going to be off Del Rio, just under $1.6 million. So this is a four-bedroom, four-bath home, over 3,800 square feet. The garage is massive. You could put three or four cars in there, plus it's got a massive RV garage that's attached to it, all stucco, gourmet kitchen, gentle slope just down to the North Umpqua River. So if you're looking for high-end finishes and custom design, check this house out.
So, or you could put teenagers out there.
You could.
Maybe you're not.
I don't know. I think you could have a band in that RV garage.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea. So you've really got a full weekend lineup there.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of houses. Spring is in full gear, so we've got lots of houses coming on the market. A lot of sellers putting in that hard work to get their houses on the market. And if you're thinking about buying or selling, this is the moment to focus on preparation. So appraisals, inspections, and lending are where deals get tested. So having your paperwork ready, your pricing dialed in, and your expectations clear can make all the difference for a smooth process. And it helps you to be positioned stronger.
All right. Some great advice as always. We've got a minute left. What else do people need to know about what's going on in real estate right now?
I mean, just, you know, focus on real estate. Real estate's a long-term investment, so I wouldn't focus on the day-to-day. Look at your long-term goals, because real estate's going to fit in with that, and, you know, invest in a house. It's worth it. As long as you're not moving in the next 12 months.
Yeah, that's a good point there. So if people want to get connected with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, definitely. You can always give us a call at 541-366-6080. You can visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. We're there from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today. Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert. Thanks for being on today.